before I make a mistake. It is show 386. My name is Montego. Welcome to Fanzo Patrol. I am the host of this train wreck, Fanzo Patrol. And the co-host of this train wreck is Miss Tiffelbot. How are you, lovely Tiff?
When you say that, that hurts my feelings.
Oh, Jesus.
If this is a train wreck, then I'm on it. I'm ruining it.
No, it's a train wreck. It's a well-managed train wreck, though, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome, everybody. Get on and die.
Yeah, we're like the conductor saying, get out of the way.
It'll just be like, you know, it'll be worth it. It'll be the last hour of your life, and it'll be great.
Yeah. It's a big roller coaster train wreck. Oof. You know, I used to be a big coaster enthusiast back in the day, but I didn't see so much shit with these things.
Yeah.
Flying so, like, people out of them and
I
stuff.
I will still ride a roller coaster, but when I get on, there's a brief moment where I'm like, oh, I will die. I think that's why you like them, right? Because it's supposed to, like, make you feel.
No, you know, because nobody ever got hurt with roller coasters and shit back in the day.
That is not true.
And then all of a sudden you got people
that, like, is absolutely not true.
I remember, well, no, I didn't say carnival rides. I said roller coasters.
No, you know. People have died on roller coasters since the beginning of roller coasters.
Well, I'm saying is, as far as my memory is concerned, I remember when some woman flew out of the chair at some Six Flags, like, on a roller coaster. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. You know? So you hear about these things, you know, like that poor kid that was in Florida that did that Tower of Death, and, you know, it looked like all the dumb kids who was involved in that was too stupid to realize that the clasps is not didn't work. And all the ride needed was a little buckle this big to fit over your, you know, over your crotch to the and it would have saved them. And so you see this shit, you just like, I don't know if I want to get on these things ever again, you know. just too much can go wrong, man, you know. Anyway. And then you had the nerves to say, statistically, you know, roller coasters are, you know, from the ratio of people who actually die, is pretty safe. Yeah, but y'all don't have Montego luck. I'm that guy.
Yeah, so that's true. I do have also bad luck.
Shit, I'm the one. So, man, again, welcome. Title of the show is The Boys. So that's what we checked the out boys. This week. Yeah. So we're back with this, and people like this show. Normally, this show does really well in our stats, Tiffelbot. It's always big. For some reason, people like evil, mean superheroes.
Yeah, people like to see the reality of, like, I guess not reality, but, like, they want to see, like, what they feel is closer to what might actually occur.
Yeah, because it would, you know. You would.
Yeah, yes. People like,
especially with all this Americana shit, you know, see how wrong this shit goes.
Yeah. So this was... Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we'll keep it in zipping my lip.
So, man.
Zip.
We got some Guillermo del Toro news. Guillermo.
We sure do.
Guillermo.
Guillermo.
Yeah. We also
Guillermo.
Have... what do we have? Some Tim Burton news. We're going to talk about that today. And Marvel sitting around. Marvel messed around and dropped something else hot on the scene this week. You know, they got the Star Wars thing that's been rolling, the Obi-Wan. We're going to have to talk about a wrap-up with Obi-Wan. Holy shit. So we got some new Marvel news, man. We got a one-shot of Miss Marvel, you know. Mm-hmm. That came out. I didn't even know it was coming out this week, Tiff. I just happened to be flicking.
I didn't either until you said, and so I'm kind of glad you did.
I was like, is this shit out? Wait a minute. Is that the trailer? Is this shit out? And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, Tiff, we probably should do this, you know. So, yeah, we're going to check out a one-shot of show number one, episode one, season one, whatever. I don't know how many seasons it's going to have. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to be it for today. We're going to grab our doggies, and we're going to head out into the sunset, man. Just me and you, Tiff, you know.
That's it.
All right. So, man.
As we do every week.
As we do.
Just ride off into the sunset.
Every week. Ooh. Oh, shit. How cool would that shit be if we actually had a live outro with us on some horses driving into the sunset? like the Three Amigos, you know, singing and shit.
The line from lame to cool. It's very thin, isn't it?
That would... You couldn't go wrong with that one. You know?
Okay,
You could.
See what we can do.
We'll both be wearing some assless chaps and shit, you know? On a big steed. With a big old 12-gallon hat.
I want a big hat. Yeah.
12-gallon,
man. Important to me. But I have a gigantic head, so I have to get a big hat just to make my head look small.
Look, you said you're talking to the king of heads, so everybody can see this big melon. That's why I pulled
you to
the front.
Well, then we'll both get big, giant hats so that people won't say, look at those two gigantic-headed idiots.
My cowboy hat.
I ride off into the sunset, and my head just blocks the whole sun.
My cowboy hat would look like a chef's hat, you know, with the big poof on the top.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, get excited, everybody, because we're not doing that.
Oh, shit. So, saying all that great shit, man, in our new outro that we'll start working on immediately, Jesus. Are you ready to ride?
Well, yeah.
Let's ride! Here we go. We're back. It is time to get that social media out of the way so we can get to the show.
Yeah, so for everything Fans of Patrol, go to fanspatrol.com or you can email us at fans@fanspatrol. Or you can get us a little bit more indirectly with social media at Fans Patrol on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Please subscribe to our YouTube, check out our Patreon, and listen on your favorite listening platform, and Montego's favorite, TikTok.
Fans of Patrol, zero. Not the word.
Fans on Patrol,
the number.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Actually, that other Fans of Patrol is mine. But
I told you that. I knew it was yours unless somebody was like really going for you.
Right. But I didn't put too much shit on the one we got.
Delete the old one.
But then somebody can get it. I don't want that to happen. So I'll keep it, you know.
Okay, everybody. It's two, but you know.
I wish I could merge, you know.
Yeah, that's the next frontier.
Yeah. Oh, well, some things allow you to merge. Like LinkedIn accounts allow you to merge them and stuff like that.
LinkedIn.
You gotta have it, man, you know.
No, you don't. I don't have it, and I don't care. I do have it, but I don't use it.
If you're a professional, you know.
I am a professional. So fucking rude. I do have a job.
Yeah, I know. I know. You just ignore your colleagues. I'm just playing.
Yeah, I do. I don't fucking add nobody on that shit. No. Okay. The answer is no. I don't need that shit, and I don't want to know you.
Wow, y'all. See, this we went all the way back to Angry Tiff. Y'all remember her?
Woo! Woo! Shit.
All right, man. So, these are your notes, Tiff. So
they sure are.
Take it away.
So, earlier this week, my friend Trent sent me this Wednesday Addams. It's called Wednesday. Tim Burton's Wednesday for Netflix. It's a teaser.
Yes.
Starring Jenna Ortega.
I don't know who that is.
She's from Scream and she's from X.
She's that little skinny gal that was in Scream that was sick the whole movie. Okay.
Yes, and then from X.
Well, she wasn't sick. She was in that movie?
She's the camera girl. I told you that. Oh. I told you that during the X episode.
Well, you know I'm old, Tiffle, but the memory is not what it
used to be. So I'm here to remember for you, but also my memory is bad. So together we, like as I said, we'd make one awful memory together.
Wow, yeah, I do remember. She had the nerdy look about her. Next thing you know, she was sucking some stuff on stage. Just like,
she was going for it. She really went for it.
Okay, so this grown sex, and I don't know how I feel about this, because Wednesday's supposed to be a child. They have a grown woman playing.
She's adult in this, I think, maybe. Or no, she's going to an academy.
Okay.
So maybe she's like a teenager.
Because I had so many questions, because I was like, how are you going to do Tuesday without the rest of the charming Addams family? You know.
So she Tuesday.
That's her name, right?
Wednesday, Tuesday. Montego's like, I don't care. So obviously it's a teaser. It's literally like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But I really just like the way that it looks and the vibe she's giving off is great.
Well, the biggest thing to note here is that it's
Tim Burton.
And what does that mean? Does that mean he's just a producer or is he fully involved, you know?
No, it said it's hit. Oh, I see what you're saying. So, like, is he presenting or is he actually doing
it? Right, because we got something else we're going to talk about that I have a bone to pick with because I'm starting to see.
Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're going to say.
Dropped on shit.
Such a grumpy ass piece of shit.
Tiff.
Anyway.
Name calling. Come on.
I always call you names.
Hey, Tiff, this is this looks interesting. I need to see more. I mean,
yeah, there's really literally the only thing this is basically an announcement.
Yeah, I want to be a little careful with shit like this though now because I'm starting to see the big name drops for projects and the person has little to do with it other than money. So, but I've never seen Tim Burton really do that. He normally seems like he gets involved everywhere, you know, normally, you know. So, it had the Tim Burton look just by the way she looked, you know, with that. But that's still Wednesday.
Is his vibe. But I think it's a good project for him because he does do really, I don't care much for his work when he takes something that's supposed, like, I didn't like the Willy Wonka shit. That was just fucking weird. And not weird in a good way. Weird in like a dumb way.
My kids did not like that movie, man. They said
I didn't
the shit
think kids liked it. Kids didn't like it. Adults didn't like it. It was I was like watching it and I was like, this is just Yeah. It's not that it's creepy or weird. It's just that it's almost like it was trying to be weird, and it just didn't. I don't know. It was fucking bad.
They loved the old one, but they
everyone loves
the old one. They saw the new one while they were kids. It was age appropriate.
And they were like, ah.
It was like, I don't want to see it again, Daddy. I was like, yeah, really? Okay, all right. Y'all don't have to
I also
see it.
Don't want to see it again. I feel the same.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
But I'm not scared. I wasn't scared of it. But this is like in his wheelhouse, and I think that he could bring. Something,
oh hell yeah.
Like, elevated to it, like something that would be fun to watch. I'm not saying it's going to be like groundbreaking, but maybe it will be.
It's look, if nothing, if it has a mild success, it's worthy of a spinoff for the rest of the family, you know.
Well, their other characters are in it.
Yeah, but you know,
Catherine Zeta Jones is going to be Morticia.
She finally got herself together, huh? God
damn. And Louis, what's wrong with her? She hasn't had a problem.
She had so many damn problems that she hasn't had a problem. She's been like stuffed away in the closet, you know. Just because of, she's a weird one, man, you know.
And okay. She,
yeah.
You say so.
Yeah.
And then Luis Guzman.
Who the hell is that?
He's like a comedian, and you would recognize him if you saw him, because he's been in he's kind of like one of those guys.
Well, he's Gomez?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I think they went more like goofy, because I find Raul Julia.
I loved his performance.
To be the perfect Gomez, yeah. And also he's hot.
Next to the original actor back in the
right,
the 50s.
I understand that he's not the original one, but he's like the one that I am like familiar
perfect.
With.
What a and loss! What a loss!
That, yeah, and that whole I think everybody in that film is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, except for the theme song. They do what they want to say what they want to do.
I love that too.
Oh God, it was so terrible.
I mean, I know this isn't exactly like 100% your thing, but it could be something that we could talk about on the show.
Yeah, well, see, there were two type of people that grew up back in the day that you watched the Munsters, or you watched the Addams Family. And if you,
Which were you?
I was a Munsters person. That was a Munster. Oh,
did you see that Rob Zombie's doing a Munsters thing?
Yeah, I was
that looks good.
I was like, yeah, but I don't know about Rob Zombie, but you know.
Oh, the thing about it is, I think like sometimes we get really like, it's about like here with Tim Burton, for instance.
Yeah.
We like get really into this whole, their whole, they've done this, they're this kind of person, blah, 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 blah.
Well, he has been that type of person though.
Right. But then they have these things that like obviously informed a lot of other stuff that they did throughout their career. And this could be like the thing that like, pulls it's like a love letter
change the direction of even their career. Because I like to see the characters, look, we're talking about something different, but they had smiles on their faces. So I was like,
but they do, that the old show was a nice, I watched the Munsters. Yeah. I remember watching it.
Yeah.
But like, it was like a softer Addams Family.
100%. The point I was trying to make was that they had smiles on their faces, which means they're not doing the Winnie the Pooh thing. You know, they're doing a horror movie, Winnie the Pooh, you know.
I saw that.
Yeah, you know, it's like.
But I think it's like, it is still kind of a joke. It's just like some guy did it.
What else? No, not even a joke. The other thing we watched, Banana Splits, was supposed to, you know.
Wow, yeah, the Banana Splits. That was something else, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And so when I heard Rob Zombie, I said, oh, shit, he about to destroy the Munsters. But then when I saw the characters, like, I was like, okay, good. Comedy is supposed to be. But I didn't watch the Addams Family all the time, but I did watch them from time to time.
Yeah.
And it didn't bother me. But I think I was a little creepy little kid, because I was always like, they trying to be the Munsters. I like the Munsters better.
This is actually just very much, I feel... You've grown and been the same.
Yeah, I am.
Although I actually sound a little bit more like me when you were a kid.
Yeah, yeah. Some stuff I just didn't like.
You know, how dare they?
Don't step on my Kool-Aid. Speaking of somebody stepping on the Kool-Aid, Tiff, I just saw this. I had posted this earlier. Your boy Ezra Miller is back.
Oh, what'd he do? What's he doing?
Well, this one is
he got going on?
This is a bad one, though, Tiff.
What'd he do?
So I'm just
gonna, Ezra Miller's gonna be outed as like a serial killer eventually.
What the hell, Tiff? I mean, okay, this is the headline. It's from EW. So
okay, all right. So
it's pretty credible, right?
Credible source. Sure.
Ezra Miller accused of grooming minor with LSD, alcohol, and lavish gifts in new court filing. Damn. Y'all still want that Flash movie to come out, huh? Y'all still want that Flash movie to come out, huh? DC.
Woo! Here we go.
If this was anybody else, all this shit would be off
this
the table.
Well, it might be now. That's a big one.
That's a big one.
A biggie.
Yeah.
That's a biggie.
Woo! God damn, Ezra. You just... Whoa. Maybe somebody falsely accusing him, because this is a whole bunch different from all the other shit.
Yeah, you never know. But also, here's the thing.
Yes? LSD.
Calm down, sir. Yeah. Just go away. I think maybe it's time for a little breaky poo.
Somebody should have been got him together. When he slammed Chinese out of that girl, somebody
when we saw that video and we were all like, that's weird. But then we were like, I guess maybe we just don't understand what's happening.
We don't know what happened.
And then we did know exactly what was happening is what it turned out to be, is that we knew the whole time.
And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
I'm saying pretty soon it's going to be like, actually, Ezra Miller is Satan.
Ezra Miller actually was the alphabet killer.
Yeah, it's going to come out.
He framed somebody when he was a baby.
Lord have mercy. Man. Well, let's talk about something else because that's depressing.
Well, what else we got? You got another story.
So I did send, this is the thing that, well, moving right along so Montego can be mad still, is that there's a Guillermo del Toro's cabinet of curiosities.
Now, hold on.
I'm ready to hear what you have to say.
First of all, you know I love Guillermo. I love any man named Guillermo. So, no, I love him though, but I've noticed like, he has been just throwing his name on shit that he really has not. It's like that one thing, they had those 8 stories. Those, you know, remember we never did it. We were talking about doing it on the show. It was like those nightmare shorts and stuff. So this is not the first time he's done something like this. And then immediately they like, you know, from this director, that director, this director. And I said, oh, so he just really just put together a
well,
variety show.
I don't know if he wrote them.
It says from the mind
So I don't know if he wrote them
or just came up with the idea for this show.
Right. I don't know.
Me neither. And so that's what's starting to bother me because they'll get me, you know, but I'm a little turned off from that. However, I'm turned on by it because I see Guillermo del Toro. I'm turned off because I know this. We are into this. I'm going to lend my name to some shit just so people can, you know, buy it.
Yeah.
But the stars they had attached to some of these projects were very intriguing and interesting to me. One being Andrew Lincoln. He ain't did shit since Zombies, you know, and hopefully he ain't doing no more Zombies. And, you know, there were other names, you know, our girl Batula. What's her name? You know,
I saw Sophia Batella. I did see that. And there was some like, so, and then they said that the directors that are it, I'm really excited to see that there's some really good, like people, it didn't say who they were, so you had to like know, but like from the director
from the project, right? From the project, yeah.
Yes. And I think that that's like Mandy, the one for Mandy, I think would be really.
Mm-hmm. I don't know good. Mandy. What's Mandy? It's something I need to watch. You know.
I don't think you'd like it.
Really? Damn it.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not but the like country. I like.
It's not Annabelle.
Like,
what? It's not no. Annabelle. It's not The Conjuring.
It's weird.
I love that shit.
And so I just like the fact that. I do like a show where some episodes, I don't want to say aren't good, but like where the possibility for goodness exists in every episode.
It's
because
like Star Wars Visions, you know.
So some of them were like icky, not icky, but like I was like, eh, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, even within that thing, which I'm not a huge fan of Star Wars.
Nah.
Or not, you know what I mean? I hate to say that. I ever get so pissed off. I'm a casual observer of Star Wars.
We don't like Tiffle much. He doesn't like the wars.
I know. Ugh. Anyway, so
everybody, Tifflebot does like the wars. She's just, you know, not a super fan like the rest of them.
Yeah, I'm not going to remember the timeline. I'll watch the movie, but I'm not going to like whatever. But even within that Star Wars, those animations, there was stuff that I liked that I thought was like more for what I would be if I was a Star Wars fan. I thought that was cool.
Just stepping off to the side of our story, just really quickly, Star Wars Obi-Wan, episode 3. Holy shit and gee whiz. That's all I want to say. Let's move on.
Everybody, you guys, he couldn't even wait because we talked about it before the show and how we're going to have to do a show because we're going to have to because he's going to just spoil it for everybody.
All I want to say is hot coals, y'all. Hot coals.
See, look, it's getting more. Eventually, he'll be like, and then in the third minute, this happens.
I know. So, man, you know. The trailer is effective. It interests me.
It's very much, it is. I like this as a teaser trailer because it tells you a lot about what could happen without telling you what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of teaser trailer I enjoy.
And the best thing about this is that, you know, the last time he did that, what was that? It was like Wicked Tales or something. It was something with that scarecrow.
Are you talking about on, Scary Tale Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Yes, yes.
Or whatever?
That went to the theaters. This is a show on Netflix, which is better.
Yeah.
Which is way better.
I love streaming.
Yeah.
Netflix isn't my favorite, but I love streaming because you can walk away.
Yeah. Speaking of streaming.
You can be like, I'm not going to finish this. And you know.
Yeah.
I don't like to finish things.
Yeah, you don't. You always leave the door open, you know? Close that door.
And then, like, 5 years after everyone's done with it, I'm like, this was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, you're a big Hulu person, you know, right?
I like Hulu. Yeah. Just because I think I like to watch television shows.
Yeah, that goddamn Predator is coming on Hulu. Prey?
You don't have Hulu?
I do, but I was just like, life has changed, Tiff. Stuff like that never came to Hulu or streaming or nothing. That was a movie, a theater, you know, and it's like, I mean, I'm happy because I don't have to go to the movies, but it's just like, wow, I was outdone, you know? And back in the day, you know what that meant? This sucks ass. So they just unloaded it to a streaming service. Right,
but that doesn't mean that anymore.
No, it don't. It doesn't at all, man. I mean, I'll use this one. This is my one. Six Underground. Holy shit. You know, man. You know that I would have paid to see that all day, but wow, for free. So you get them on the
pay for it.
Yeah, you pay, but you're not paying. It's not like a theater trip.
You're already paying.
Right. You pay for gas, you pay for popcorn, you pay for the goodies, you pay for your seat, you smell that effort that's next to you that you don't want next to you. It's a whole thing. But you know, so anyway, I'm looking to see the next one of these, and
a trailer that might show you what's actually going to happen in the show.
Yes, and if it comes out tomorrow, I say we would do it on the show just to see, you know,
just to give it a little chance. Yeah,
yeah,
give it a one shot. I also like wonder how long these episodes are going to be because
I'm going to tell you right now, they'd probably be 24 minutes.
Oh, I was thinking they'd be an hour and a half.
You think an hour and a half? I bet you they're not. Maximum 44 minutes.
Well, I'm curious. Sometimes they do that. They'll do like a movie length episode.
I don't see that happening. 44 minutes. I think
Crispin Glover is going to be in it.
I saw Crispin Glover. I was like, love Crispin Glover. I had to think of who he was at first. I was like, wait a minute, McFly? What? Him got a job, huh? Okay,
he's got a job.
Yeah, indeed. Sure did see Crispin Glover.
I saw that. Yeah, I was like maybe the most excited about Crispin.
And Glover. I'm not laughing. Just it's just no. Like, you know, it's just like
the blast from the past.
You only see him time to time.
Rupert Grint, Montego's favorite.
Rupert Grint.
He's the Ron Weasley.
Really?
Yeah.
Ron Weasley.
Yes. From the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, he's in this.
Yes.
Oh, he got a job too, huh? But he been getting jobs.
Yeah, yeah. But remember when you said that you thought he was a pervert potentially because he drove that ice cream truck around?
The first thing this kid bought.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
As an adult, the first thing this kid bought was a goddamn ice cream truck. I was like, this dude might be a pedophile. That's what they do.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Gonna get a defamation lawsuit from Rupert Grint's people.
Allegedly. No.
These are my personal thoughts.
In the interview.
As Montego.
He said he bought an ice cream truck, and the girl who played Hermione brought it up. They was like, yeah, you remember you bought that ice cream truck? And I was like, whoa. So, yeah, the law enforcement in me went straight to, this looks potentially to be a problem.
This is suspicious. Suspicious activity.
What are you doing? Jingling, ding, 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 ding. Where are you going with that ice cream truck? To work? Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
So that's it, Tiff. That's the news. We did a lot more news when we stopped. Ezra Miller. Dude.
Ezra Miller. Jesus. All the news that's fit to be print.
Yeah, there it is. And that's it. And that's all. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our break. And we're going to come back with our one shot of Marvel, Disney Plus, Ms. Marvel.
Ms. Marvel. Yes.
We'll be right back. All right. It's time for the one shot, man. This is the section of the show where we do what we want to do. We got a wheelhouse of different stuff that we do, y'all. Games, puzzles, interviews,
puzzles.
And one-shots, which is just a quick look at, you know, a series or a television show that we want to check out, and we try to decide whether if we should continue to watch it or whatnot. So this week we decided, Ms. Marvel came out, and as we said at the beginning of the show, I had no idea. I wasn't paying attention. I knew it was coming out sometime this summer, but it snuck on out, y'all, and I was watching TV. I think I was finished Obi-Wan and looked up and was like, Ms. Marvel. And I was shit, I think this came out. So, let's see. Ms. Marvel, TV miniseries, 2022, action-adventure comedy. New Jersey raised Kamala Khan learns she has polymorphosis powers. Wow, they got a name for it.
Polymorphosis.
Yeah, so this is directed by Bisha K. Ali. Tiff, do your best at who's in the show.
So, Iman Vellani. Ah. That's Kamala.
That's Kamala.
Matt Lentz.
It's not Kamala. It's Kamala.
Kamala. Right.
Yeah, I've said it was not Kamala. You know, like the vice president. She makes a big deal of it. It's Kamala. I'm like, say it wrong. Kamala. You say your own name wrong. Go ahead.
Yasmine Fletcher.
Woo, I like that name.
Zenobia Shroff.
Zenobia, yep.
Mohan Kapoor.
Mohan.
Sagar Shaikh.
Yep.
That's her brother, Amir.
Yeah.
And then listen, Laurel Marsden, Asar Huzman. Those are the people who are listed.
Okay, y'all. If y'all watch this, I cannot pronounce the mama's name, okay? But, you know, she just looks like just the mama on the TV show. But y'all need to go look at her damn IMDb. She is fine as hell. Damn, she fine. I mean, she fine. She like a fine one. Mama Mia, you know.
Like. You guys, you think that this is a lot, but it was also off the air. We got to hear about it. So, yeah, enjoy. She does look good in that IMDb photo, I will say.
Yes, she do. God damn. shit. So anyway, man, before we go any further, it's time for one word. I feel like a DJ today. One word, Tiff. What you got?
All right. Fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I like this.
Okay. My one word is teenager.
Yeah, it's for teenagers.
It's 100% for teenagers. And I had to watch it in that vision, you know, I had
I'm not finished. Whatever.
With the CW shit, I do the same thing. I do.
Bullshit.
I do.
You love it. You defend that shit all the time.
Because it is what it is. It's a stupid little teeny show. It's like a Stargirl. And
this is better than that.
This is better than that. It is better than that. But even Stargirl, I love it, you know, but it ain't made for me.
You know, I mean, this is made in the way that like a good teen comedy will be good to anyone who's been a teenager.
Well, see, that's the point, Tiff. You just said it. Comedy. It's a huge, you know, part of this situation, which I was not expecting immediately when the show was coming on. Within the first 30 seconds, you know, it's a comedy. It's part comedy. You know, so they didn't try to hide it like that, you know. So I will say this for Marvel right at this moment. Bravo to Marvel. Bravo to you. Because they didn't do the same. You know, we're going to do the origin story and the hero. And this is serious. You know, it's fine that they have stuff like Daredevil and Spider-Man, which is serious with, you know, well, Daredevil and all that stuff has no comedy. But, you know, they have some ultra serious things like the Daredevil stuff. Then they have like the movies where you can get a little bit of comedy and, you know, but it's serious. You know, it's a hero's journey. And then they come on over to Netflix. They got different stuff coming out. You get stuff like Moon Knight. And then they turn right around and they do something like this, which is a super lighthearted, have fun with this show thing, really made for teenagers and 20-somethings. But, you know, if you love the character like me and Tiff do, then you can enjoy this too. So that's what I say.
Okay.
All right. See, you thought I was on a different planet. Didn't you?
So you're trying to put it in the same category as a CW show. I refuse.
Yeah.
I refuse to acknowledge that in any way.
All right, so let's hit those spoilers and spoil away.
All right.
So I watched this with my wife, and I asked her, I said, hey, do you want the backstory to this before we go? She's like, yes. And so I told her, and it took a while for the backstory. I was like, well, this is not really Miss Marvel. You know, Miss Marvel was this person. You remember? She's like, yeah, I remember that person. I was like, okay, this, that, and the other. And over the years, and then this happened. And the Terrigen gas and blah, blah, and then poof, you know. And it took a while. And I was like, wow, if you don't know that, could you enjoy it the same way? And I would say no, because it's a little different, you know. But you can still enjoy it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So she's Kamala, man. Only thing that was missing in this first show was the cousin that works at the bodega down the street. I was looking for him, you know. Mm. That's the only person her parents would let her hang with.
I think they're kind of
the white guy.
They're doing the white guy, and then
yeah,
the Bruno. guy who's the guy who sells stuff.
Yeah, Bruno.
The street vendor.
Yeah, Bruno is he's the cousin that they allow her to hang out with, right?
Yeah.
And so that was cool. So I have to say that Marvel beat ass as far as characters on this show. It is straight out of the comic books. The mom, the dad, the brother, Kamala. I was like, wow. I said, they didn't change shit. It's exactly the way the creator intentionally made it. What do you think?
Yeah, I love the characters in this show because I think it's a complicated kind of story they're trying to tell about family and like people's different ways of being raised and stuff. And I was worried before I watched this show that they would be, because sometimes when they do shows like that where people are doing a family dynamic, they show like a dynamic where they don't do a very good job of balancing it as to like why, like how a child could feel that they weren't being recognized, but also have parents who love them. I feel like sometimes when they do shows like this, they are like, oh, the parents are so bad.
Yeah.
But in this one, the parents love her. There's just like a little bit of a clash between like all parents, and they've got differences. And I think it's really that you really do know that they love each other in it. I think I love that.
They don't skip out on that. And they really, I had forgot how the mama was the damn hammer, and you know, and she was the one to watch out for until like the show started. I was like, oh, that's right. The mama, the one, she's the mean one. She's the one that's like, oh, I ain't having this shit. The dad is like the goofball and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I think bravo for them doing that. You know, I don't know, Tiff. I it was an interesting ride. So this is the origin story, and they took their time with it. And I was like, I guess they can take their time with this because for most people, this is a pretty unknown character. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think they were deliberate in letting you people Kamala, you know, understand who she was and like her, you know, for her, opposed to just saying, you should like Peter Parker because he's Peter Parker. You know you're supposed to like Peter Parker. You know, that's him. So they had to take their, I think they had to take their time with this character to develop it because she's, you know, super unknown. You know, nobody knows anything about her, really. So, you know, she has this life. I love how she's a nerd girl and, you know, she wants to go to this con and stuff. I said, well, that's really cool because it's almost like she's living in the real world. Mm-hmm. But she's living in the Marvel universe, you know, where these...
Right, this is all... And it's Marvel Con, right? So it's like all the
Avengers
heroes...
Avengers Con.
Avengers, excuse me.
Yeah.
So there's going to be like... They're going to be there or whatever. You dress up as characters. And she also likes to like draw. She's an artist.
Yeah, that... just
the opening is so fun.
What? At first I was like, uh-oh. You know, I was like, what? Wait a minute. And I was like, okay. Immediately, they tell you, oh, this is this type of show. You know, they was like, you know, we ain't gonna try to fool you. This is this type of show. It's Marvel Universe, but lighthearted. And the dynamic with her and the best friend is really groovy. I dig it.
And he's like her man in the chair, as they say.
100%.
He makes her gadgets, he makes gadgets. We haven't seen him make any gadgets for her.
Yeah.
But they made the costume together, and he does like the technical aspects, and he gives their parents like a what's essentially a Google Home or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
An Alexa, I don't know.
An Alexa, it's exactly what it is, Alexa. I like how giddy the father is. Now, she wanted to go to the con. Mom's not having it, you know. And just the way they talk about her when she's in the room is just hilarious. You know, like, she's too short for that, you know, that dress and stuff. And, you know, I thought it was really special, honestly, that the parents decided to let her go to the con, but with her father only, and he came in there with that Pakistani outfit.
I loved that. I was like, this is so, like...
I said, they're trying so hard.
They're trying so hard, and honestly, if I saw someone in that outfit, I'd be like, that's so fucking cool. So, like... But I get where she's coming from because when you're 16, your parents are lame. And I could not imagine going to a place with my parents dressed up as something. I would be mortified, even though, like, I love my parents.
But
mortified.
I have been to a con. I've been to more than one con where, like, teenage kids and families did, like, a theme. And it was dope. And the kids, they weren't. And I'm talking about...
I know, but you know what? One, for one thing, some people are different.
Some people are different. But I'm just saying, I saw it and it worked. And they were like, it was like, oh, shit. Like, I think they dressed up at the, like, this one black family. This is his father and his two kids. He was like Sam Jackson, you know, Nick Fury. And they were like some, you know, some kind of female superheroes, his two daughters and stuff. And it was so cool. You know, they had everybody taking a picture.
That is fun. Yeah. And I think that that's... And I also think that it's easier to... If your parent does something like that, where you could be like, well, it could be like a regular clothes.
Yeah.
So you're like, because like, I think that they're, but here's the thing. I've never done cosplay.
No, me neither.
I think it's cool when other people do it.
I do it at Halloween.
I dress up on Halloween. But like, I just don't understand how that might feel.
I like,
you know what I mean?
Cosplayers who do it for the fun, like
for like because they love it, because they like to create.
I don't particularly care for the people who think they're professional cosplayers, y'all. I'm sorry,
but there are some professional cosplayers.
I know it is, and I think it's ridiculous anyway. So I just.
But what I don't like is people who do it because, like, I think sometimes. But I guess it's all part of the fandom, right? But it does sometimes feel like some people who do cosplay don't even really care about,
and that's the vibe I most of the time. That's the vibe I get most of the time.
They want to wear the outfit.
Yep.
Most of the time. Which is fine. That's also part of the fandom. I mean, like, if that's what you like about it, that's a fandom.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a little bit more weird.
Yeah, I don't care for that. I like,
but then you see
giddy fans. That's what I like. You know?
I went to a con recently.
Right, you did. You did.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Really?
I thought most of them are terrible.
Oh, really? You didn't get drunk enough.
But I did get drunk.
Enough.
It wasn't that bad. It was just that, like, what I mean by it was terrible was that, like, it wasn't. So, like, I feel like when you go to a con,
yeah.
There's like, you usually go because there's like one or two things that really interest you.
Yeah.
And this one was very small. I live in a very small city. It was small for the small city.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really a whole lot to do or see.
That'd feel sad walking around.
But I did see a woman dressed as Doc Ock from like
had the arms and shit with the
It was so cool. I was like, she's cool.
Okay, so she just Kamala's not going to the ball, but then she decides she's gonna go to the ball, you know, and she sneaks out. They have this elaborate Mission Impossible plan with her buddy. And she gets to the con. Now, what gets me at this con is it was so dark. I was like, cons are not like this.
Well, I've actually been to cons where they,
But it was, the whole room was dark like that, and it was all special.
When they
like
do
that.
The costume, yeah.
Well, that's in a certain hall. But I'm saying they were out in the main hallway, and everything was like,
all dark.
Yeah, I was like, nah, it's not like that. You know, in the hall, you go in there, yes, it's dark because it's like a theater.
I was like, okay, so before she goes, just so where she gets her mother, her mom's mother, her grandmother.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it like that. Had sent back a box of like jewelry, but her mom said it was junk.
This is what bothered me about the whole thing, but I sat up there and said to myself, it was so easy for her to obtain her powers by simply putting on a bracelet. And, you know, there are no Inhumans in the Marvel Universe. Well, there is now because they just showed it in Doctor Strange in another universe. Mm-hmm. But there were no Inhumans. There's no Terrigen Gas. That whole thing never happened. It was a whole big comic book arc that affected so many books. You know, it was not just Kamala. She was just one of the heroes born from that. And so, you know, bar them from doing that. They didn't have, you know, no radioactive jelly spill on her or whatever. You know, no accident. Mm-hmm. She just puts on a bracelet. And so I'm kind of like, lazy Marvel, lazy.
That would have to be so much buildup to show all that shit that happened. I hate that shit.
No.
Like,
no,
I hate it.
I didn't need to see the Terrigen thing. It wouldn't have worked because that's what my whole point was bringing it up was that it was so big it affected the whole Marvel universe. And
so what would you have wanted to happen instead of what happened on this show?
I would have liked to see something a little bit more than just picking up some goofy ass bango out of an old box and... No, I got powers. Something a little better. It felt very lazy to me, Tev. Something better than that.
I actually am the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. I prefer storytelling where somebody doesn't like, it was forged in a blah, blah, blah. And then it came. I don't give a fuck. It's not real. I don't need to hear any more of your bullshit, not real bullshit. Like, you're only going to make me think even more that it's not real if you start going into all the fucking details.
I like a little detail in my superpower.
Of course you do. Of course you do. That's why we're different.
So, she puts on a bracelet, and the powers are similar, but not like in the comic book. And so mm-hmm. I'm trying to be careful not to complain about that, because it can always be like the comic book. But Marvel has done a pretty good job making stuff pretty much just mm-hmm. like the comic book. That was the only thing that stepped out, was having the powers be some kind of fantastic
but how,
thing.
But how would you do...
Stretchy man?
I think it would look so stupid to make her hands look big and stretchy.
Well, they just did it in Doctor Strange with Reed Richards.
And it looked stupid.
Nah, it didn't look stupid. Stretchy man.
Oh, my God.
Stretchy man. It wasn't stupid. So, I did notice, though, when she put the bracelet on, there was a clear film around her, and it mm-hmm. almost looked like Terrigen gas was flowing up her arm and stuff like that. I was like, is that the gas?
I like how you're like, it's back. I'm finding it. I'm looking for it.
I wasn't, but I was like, oh, I said it was Terrigen gas. That's like an Easter egg for the fan, for, you know, the real
sure,
fans.
For people like you who need to calm down.
Oh, shit. So, it's a bracelet. So, she tears yes. up this con because her powers is out of control. Because
they think, obviously, they think it, well, but first they think it's just like a
light show until people yeah. started getting hurt. And that little,
then she knocks the head off.
That little girl that
she would be dead.
She got hit with that hammer at 100 miles per hour.
I thought she was dead. When she got hit by that hammer, I was like, well, they killed her.
It's a comedy, Tiff, so it was funny when she was still right. holding on to the hammer and swinging through the room instead of just like getting the shit knocked out of her, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, all of a sudden people are like, hey, this shit is real, you know. And she takes mm-hmm. off with her friend, gets home, and her mama puts the kibosh guilt
yeah,
trip
have you ever
of
had,
the
yes.
year
have
on
you
her.
Ever had this happen to you where like you think you're gonna get yelled at and then instead your parent says like, I'm just disappointed, and you're
oh
like,
let me tell you something, that shit that don't work with boys be like, haha, wait till you see this other shit I'm gonna do. But with girls, that shit, like with my daughters, of course it don't work now, but when they was younger I would be like, I am so disappointed in you, and they'd be like, nah! You know, I'd be like, ha-ha, that's all I had to do, you know. But yeah, her mom had me feeling like, I'm sorry,
yeah,
mama.
You're like, oh.
Shit, you know. So that's basically it, right? She goes outside and she sits around. Doesn't she sit around with the guy? And they, you know, I think you
no,
know.
She goes to bed.
Oh,
she
that's
says
it.
She wants to be.
Yeah.
Sparkly or whatever she said. I can't remember what she said.
Yeah, she was like, you need to choose. She was like, shit, sparkly. I'm a hero. She
was like, yep, it's exactly shit. What
you know, so I was like, yeah, who wouldn't? Shit, now you got powers and she's a...
And she's got what she wants.
She's a Captain...
What she's always dreamed of.
Well, she's a Captain Marvel uber fan.
Right, so she's like Captain Marvel.
Right, so it looks like she's going to take her cosplay, unlike the comic book. And, you know, she's just going to add the little sash on it and make some minor changes. But, you know, mm-hmm. she's, you know, Miss Marvel fangirl that now has power. So I'm looking forward to the next one. But I know a lot of people are not going to like this show just because of the tone of the comedy. You know, like ultra fans, you know, with the Marvel Universe, once the Marvels would be serious. And, you know, Kamala is serious, but she's still a teenage girl. So she's also in the comics got into a bunch of teenage hijinks, you know, mm-hmm. because of just the look. She in high school, man, just like Pete Parker, the last three movies people watched, it was all high school and a lot of hijinks, and it worked, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I dig it.
I like it.
I'm going back for more. and so is Tiff, maybe.
Yeah. Yes, oh, I will. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. I know.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Let's see if I remember.
Yeah. Did you finish it, Tiff? Oh, shit. I forgot all about it.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to take our final break, and we're going to be right back with our rap about The Boys. Available on Amazon. That's not a commercial. We'll be right back. All right, man. We are back. It's time for our discussion. They dropped 3 episodes of The Boys on opening night. Mm-hmm. And we have watched this show for the few years. Last season, it took me a while, Tiffelbot, to get through The Boys. It was so much... It was a little much for your boy.
Yeah.
Know?
Did you have to go back and finish this time before you even watched this one?
No, I actually did. I had the final three episodes left. And mm-hmm. like whatever episode was before that, it was like, woo! Oh shit, I need a break from this shit. You know, so it took like months to watch mm-hmm. it. But I think I watched it last fall. You know,
yeah.
I finished it last fall. And it was very good. It's just The Boys is a little bit much. Now, I have to tell you something about The Boys being a little bit much now. When I watched last night, I kind of got used to it. You know, I think they kind of did their gore factor a little too much to the point now that I'm just like, desensitized.
I also think this season that looks a little bit more cartoonish, the gore, for some reason.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed that. But where are we at? So this is The Boys season 3, Amazon, started in 2019, TV mature for fucking sure.
Mature.
Action crime drama. A group of vigilantes set out to take down corrupt superheroes who abuse their superpowers. So I guess we can find out who's in this.
Yes. So, sorry, I was looking at the episode synopsis, not the list of people.
Yes.
I'm a piece of shit, doing my work, getting it done, fucking it up.
She's making a tune, y'all. She's making a tune. Copyright Fans of Patrol.
Yeah, that's mine. Okay, nobody steal my I'm a piece of shit song. So, in this show are, you know, I'm just going to name the biggies because there's too much going on. Yeah,
that's
it.
You just need the biggies.
Carl Urban, obviously.
Like him. I like Carl Urban.
You love Carl Urban. Yeah. Jack Quaid.
I really like Huey. He's my favorite character.
Anthony Starr.
Yes, he's just got arrested in another country. And that ain't allegedly. He was arrested doing something crazy.
Erin Moriarty.
Yeah. I've never seen her in anything else. Have you? I mean, she's not.
Was she not the girl in
Catching Dust, True Haunting, The Boys.
Oh, she was in Kong's Skull Island, I guess, but it's just a cameo.
Was she? I don't even remember that. Goodness. Yeah, I'm looking at the stuff she's been in. It says Kong Skull Island. Okay. All right. Continue to
Yeah, I don't really know. Sorry. Look what you've done. You fucking distracted me from my shit. Dominique McElliott.
Yes.
Jesse T. Usher.
Yeah, Jesse
T. Laz Onslow. Chase Crawford. That's the deep.
Yeah.
That's your boy. Tomer Capone. Karen Fukuhara.
Uh-huh.
Elizabeth Shue, she's gone. She's not on the show no more.
So,
oops, spoilers.
You could just throw Giancarlo Esposito in there, and that's, you know,
we're done.
We can leave it there.
All right, good. There's so many people.
There are. I mean, and I hate to not mention Cameron Crovetti. She's been a veteran actress for way back in the Goonies days, and, you know, she's still around.
Way back in the Goonies days. Yeah,
River Phoenix was her boyfriend when he murdered himself through overdose.
Okay.
Yeah. So, let's get it started here. Before we go any further, The Boys season 3, episodes 1 through 2.
Entertained.
Entertained.
And I know that sounds a weird one word because it's just like saying I watched it, mm-hmm. but I don't hardly ever look forward to things.
But you, this, yes.
At this, I look forward to, and also, it didn't. Sometimes even when I'm excited about something, mm-hmm. I sit down and I'm like, this is going to be a chore. Because like everything just feels like a chore. But this didn't feel like that. I mean, there were parts, and we'll talk about that. But
okay. My one word, again, I think 3 years running might
three
be.
3 years running.
Damn!
Yeah, it's a lot.
Damn, it's a lot. Goodness, crazy. Just like, whoo. I mean, now that we got to the point that people are just exploding all over the place, you know.
Yeah,
it's like,
exploding, being smashed.
Yeah, wow.
Being, like, killed in various ways.
Yeah, so I really like season 2, let's hit those spoilers, of The Boys, because I was so ready to see Stormfront get her comeuppance.
Yes.
And when it happened, goddamn it happened. Boy, oh boy, it happened. It was like, whoa. And so that happened with Homelander's kid. And he didn't know what to do after that. You know, Billy picked up the boy and, you know, took him to safety. You know, there was no argument about it.
It's like he was the loser.
Yeah. He roasted.
And he doesn't want to be the loser. He can't be the loser.
He roasted his knowingly Nazi girlfriend because he's a Nazi right there with her. He's not a Nazi at heart, but he don't give a shit about nobody but himself. And anything that works, in my opinion, will work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if he had his own ideology, it wouldn't be Nazism, but it works for him because
he's... Supremacy, yeah. Sometimes he is the supreme being superhero.
Exactly. So he even look at Nazis like, get y'all ass out of here. Y'all all inferior. So, but not for long, though. So, man, this thing starts off... some time has passed, Tiff. Everybody has different
lives. Yeah,
it's
been like a year. It's hard to figure out how long it's been. They do eventually say. And they're kind of like, they're still doing it, but it's very much controlled, their superhero hunting work.
Yeah, so Huey and his girlfriend are major celebrities now, you know.
Yeah, and they're just kind of like living a very... what I would say is a normal celebrity life, like they and go I to think premieres.
A pretty good life. They in a good place. They all up in each other's mouth.
You know what? I do look at that apartment or whatever they're living in, and I'm like,
Yeah, they doing rich. Good. Yeah, she's making money. She's happy. You know, he's happy. He has a job doing a superhero thing, and, you know, she, you know, basically not been bothered by nobody, you know, for all the evidence that Maeve had
because
on
they,
Homelander.
Yeah, so they're basically, they have been kind of blackmailing, or at least keeping themselves safe by the threat of the video of the airplane crash in the first season.
Now, I got to say something, Tiff. The Giancarlo Esposito character. First of all, I love that man. Ever since Dean, Big Brother Almighty, and people of school days know what I'm talking about. So, but he plays Stan Egger. Has no fear. None of Homelander. He got to have a kill switch on his ass or something. He has no fear.
I am interested to find out what exactly is happening with his character.
To be something.
Because what is his motivation?
Yeah.
Because if his motivation isn't to have the superheroes be absolutely powerful, then why is he so concerned about their power?
Well, at this point, they introduce Billy, you know, who's, you know, working for the CIA again, you know, and he's, you know, the Maeve gives him the superhero cocktail pills that, you know, cost, what, $2 million?
And they're like 24 hours.
Which would be so cool. That's the way. That's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. If you want, look.
But it's not tested. They don't know if it'll make you die
addictive or what?
Die faster or make you a superhero or less powers, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, like, I'm kind of thinking.
Yes.
What I would assume is that once you've used this,
you got to keep using it.
Either that or you can't use the regular Compound V. And they're going to find out somewhere along the line that Butcher is going to try to do the regular Compound V and can't because he's done the other one.
Yeah, I don't think, but you can't do Compound V, right? Only the superheroes can use Compound V to enhance them powers, right?
I thought that they used it to make you a superhero, but maybe you can't do it when you're an adult.
Yeah,
is that the rules?
They were like birthing them to be heroes, you know, so I don't.
Well, they gave it to the mothers, I guess, right? Is that how they made them?
Yes.
I forget a lot of like how it happened in the beginning.
So Butcher's relationship with Homelander's son is weird, but I get it. That's his
No, it's weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, he not because that doesn't happen, but because he really doesn't know that kid.
No.
Like, he's only met that kid, like, three times. Less, his attachment to the child is less surprising than the child's attachment to him. Yes. However, it's been a year, so maybe we just didn't see that.
And not
stuff.
Only that, the boy loved his mother, hated his father, and should, you know, but he loved his mom, and his mom trusted Billy, at least from what he can see, you know.
Right.
So I can see that attachment being there. So our boy Frenchie is living it up with his lady that...
with Kimiko.
Yes, and she, you know, he got the sign language down pat now, so they communicate.
Yeah, they just start having a relationship. They seem to be happy.
Right, and then our boy is doing the worst of all of them. Mother, he's... you know.
Oh, Mother's Milk, MM?
Yeah, he's...
But I think he's doing what he wants to do. He wants to be
but
out.
But it's shitty. It's shitty because he's sitting there. He did all that sacrifice for the woman and his kid. And now you got Egbert sitting in there.
Now, I thought that happened. That was the one thing that I thought happened really fast. Were they already divorced last year?
She kept...
Because how did they get divorced and then have her, like, have a live-in, like, spouse guy in 12 months? I guess it happens.
It happened quick, Tifflebot. And... he's nothing like him. However, throughout the show, this guy, I believe, is going to show himself to be a
royal
he's
going to be a
piece of shit.
I agree.
Because he's like, looked like he was about to jizz all over the place when he was watching Homelander.
Yeah, when the Homelander's like
out.
Speech about how I'm not going to be told that I'm average.
And notice,
I'm not average. I'm better.
He was cosplaying as him in the first episode at the birthday party. You know, he had on a Homelander suit. And I'm like, damn, man. I don't even see why Mother would even have a 7 party if everybody, because, you know, they were running for their
His
lives.
His daughter doesn't know.
No, but
that's why they were running.
She should. She's not that young. She should know that they were in danger and it was because of them. I would not let my kid cozy up to the thought of my enemies. I'm just, even in real life, I just wouldn't. No, that's evil. That's propaganda, baby. You know? And so, but that's what's happening. So that's where everybody is. And then shit starts going wrong because Homelander, the scene he has with Stormfront with the beating off stuff was just like, with the hand job. I'm like, Oh boy.
This show has always been like sexual, but like in a, always a weird way.
Yes.
Like they want to make you uncomfortable. Like when he's fucking that lady and he's looking at the octopus.
Yeah. Let's not forget about the deep and, the A train.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when, okay, never mind. Like what's happening with them.
Yeah. Yeah. So A train is like trying to have a Wakanda vibe and it's so phony that nobody believes it.
Yeah. I actually, okay. So A train. So like all of these superheroes, they do kind of like go back and forth about like, there's some things that you pity them for because like Homelander didn't have, like he doesn't know how to love people because no one loved him. And I get that, right? Yeah, it's part of his story.
Yeah.
And then I think, you know, A-Train doesn't feel like he belongs anywhere.
He's a washed up has-been now.
But he has, and I think, you know, he saw that happen to the Deep, right? Yeah. And he was like, oh, I'm still good. And then he was like, I'm not good. But I will say that like, I know that he killed, he was the impetus for the whole thing because he accidentally killed Huey's girlfriend in the very first
He was the impetus for the whole thing. And then in his last year's show, you know, he was the inside man, you know, exposing everything. But he only did that so he can get back in the Seven, you know.
Right.
You know, and that dude got the other speedster, got killed and stuff like that. And
yeah.
So he's there and he can't even use his powers no more, you know. And I didn't know what was going on.
He'll die, right?
Right. Homelander was like, you know, you don't. When's the last time you used your powers? You know, he's just running around trying to pick on people. And then we had a Deep trying to get back in, and that guy bothers me so much.
he does play like a weird, sad creep really well. I think
super creep. You just like I don't want him in the room with me or my kids.
No,
he's staring at my wife's boobies the whole conversation. That's that guy. That's who he is. He's the guy that's sitting there looking at your wife's little. Yeah, Montego, you know, you like, you know, what? Why are you drooling, you effing creepazoid? Get the hell out of here. You know, that's him. So, yeah.
Well, so we see a bunch of stuff like that. And so the first episode, I think, is really good. It kind of just
catches you up.
Lets us know how, like, Homelander is feeling and blah, 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 blah. And then, so the impetus for this, we know that the politician that Huey is working for.
Oh, it falls apart quick, Tifflebot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she couldn't even hold her shit because, oh, first of all, let's talk about, I'm really briefly, the anal sex thing, all right? The guy jumps in the guy's booty hole.
No, that's not his, he didn't get in his booty hole.
It was the other one.
That was his penis hole.
Oh, my God. And then he explodes and it's like, what the hell is going
on? Yeah. I did love everything about this. It was so weird.
Shit.
And they were like, I think that they were like,
ugh.
How can we get weirder?
Ugh.
And so they caught, so yeah, so he goes in there, he explodes him, and then they catch him.
Yeah. So now, you know, the congressperson, she's the undercover, she's probably the most powerful super that they have. But our boy, Stan, Mr. Egger, mm-hmm. He's aware of it. He knows.
So that's, we find out that they are in cohesion or whatever.
Yeah, so he has a senator, a congressperson in his pocket, and she comes off to be real progressive and strong. Right.
Yes.
But, you know, she's the worst one on the show, and she's more powerful than any of them. She doesn't have to do anything but think about it.
I just look at it, yeah. And so Huey sees that happen and realizes
he
that.
He got drenched in that shit. Huey is always tasting somebody's jizz.
I know. He's always with every decision.
It's in my mouth. It's in my mouth. So now he's on the hook. He's on the hook again because he goes home. He tells, you know, his woman what's happening. And now they like, oh, shit. We don't know what's happening, you know, because we thought everything was safe. But no, I got to go back and work for Billy Butcher, you know, and I got to talk Billy into understanding how bad this is. And I thought that was a strange dynamic when he had to go and tell him, no, man, this is all messed up. You've been played. You know, we've all been played. And so they get together back instantly.
Yeah, back together.
It took no time.
For this like last kind of secret mission, because what they find out is like there's a conspiracy with an old superhero called Soldier Boy.
Yeah, yeah. And the wife of Mother was like, look, go on and do your thing again. And I was like, wow, that's weird. So, you know, but whilst that was happening, Tifflebot, mm-hmm. her man is sitting in front of the TV looking like he just about to just explode watching Homelander does this, I'm mm-hmm. a bad guy, I want to do what I want to do on television.
Yeah.
Which, it's going to backfire on you 100%. They got, Because your boy...
Well, he did that, and then he got up in the points.
He got up in the points, and then they said the two of them are up in the points and stuff like that.
Well, he was up like 23%, and then together they were 97%.
Yeah, 98% or something like that. And so, you know, so as far as publicity, that's fine for Stan Egger. But again, he's not afraid of Homelander at all. Yeah. And it's a reason. And every time I watch him, you know, because he was even tearing his ass up in that rehearsal. He's like, nobody gives a damn about you. They're all here for her. I'm like, wow.
So, yeah. So, well, another thing, he makes Star, but do you like, know, co-captain.
He,
sorry.
Yeah. Do you know he was only up that high with amongst his base? It wasn't the total.
But you, okay. So in the third episode, it goes on and he gets more some of his power back as far as amongst the Vought people. So what happens is they have that television show, American Hero, where they're going to pick the next hero. Well,
right.
She's been given the power to pick who she wants on the team.
She said, look, he told me I got the next three are mine. So boom, boom, boom. Right.
So she wanted to pick... well, there was only two spots.
Right. It was left the boy band dude.
And she wanted to pick him and then the other girl.
The Muslim lady.
Yeah, whose name I can't remember.
I can't remember her name either.
And she goes to do that. But, well, for whatever reason, Homelander wants the deep back in.
Well, he just wanted to fill a slot so she couldn't, you know.
Right. I think he and somebody that he can
boss make around afraid and, bully around. And, well, right.
100%. This is when he fucks his girlfriend, who's like really into him being powerful, like as far as like having like influence, and he has to eat that octopus later.
Oh wow!
Homelander makes him eat it alive, and then at the end they say like basically that he's going to be in the seven, and then he announces, and then Homelander announces that. He and Annie are in a relationship.
No, that bothered me. He and
Starlight.
Me.
I did, yeah.
Because I'm like, she wouldn't sit up there and just play coy with that bastard.
Well,
you know?
She's afraid of him again because he says, I don't care if you release that video of the flight. And that's all they have on him right now.
Yeah.
She's afraid of him.
She is. But look at it this way, Tim. I'm in that room. I'm like, if Edgar ain't afraid, I ain't afraid. I'm sorry. Edgar ain't bad at eyelash. If he ain't afraid, I ain't afraid.
Yeah, but he's not really her ally, and she knows that.
Yeah, I don't see why she didn't have to go along with that, Tiff. And I hope that she doesn't, because you could have been like, you play too damn much. Everybody knows we're friends. He's not my girl. She could have did that shit in front of people. I like, no. Nah.
I don't. This doesn't necessarily bother me or anything like that. I wonder where it's gonna go. And then we find out that Mallory knew. That there was a weapon that could kill superheroes.
I'm telling you, it's got to be something, man. It's got to be something.
Well, she knew because that's how Soldier Boy was killed. And she was in a... She had previously worked with Vought, but it was not like you think you'd watch the episode, but whatever. But like...
What's up with that superhero that was working at that circus and stuff? You know? Jesus.
Oh, I think like it's just like at some point... Yeah. Like this world...
I guess.
It's kind of like when...
But she murdered a bunch of people running away and stuff.
She sure did.
Jesus.
It's kind of like when people who have been famous for a while, but they're not like...
Yeah, they find themselves at a con feeling like a loser.
Right, they just
like
go into... Right, yeah. So it's just like a job. Because in this world, there's a lot of superheroes.
Yeah.
And they either are famous or just normal people, right? Not normal, but like they're not...
Right.
They're not one of the seven.
Yeah, because...
I think this is so good. But yeah. There are some things that I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I'm sick of seeing people explode. It's like, it's not... The shock of it is not even there with me anymore. It's kind of like, when it happens...
I'm not sick of it. I feel like it's part of the story. And that's probably why you're used to it. Explode. But I think that's... I like it because if there were superheroes, that's the way it probably would be all the time.
Yeah, especially depending on what side of the political spectrum.
And just like, you'd be just being on... It would just... At one, it would happen on purpose, like you said. There would just be some that would... Right, but then there would be people who would just do it on accident, and like all the collateral damage that happens when you're rescuing a city.
Yeah. So anyway, man, interesting. There's a new one out. There's a number four came out, and you know, it's an interesting watch for sure. I hate Homelander. Now, see, talking about a comeuppance. I'm waiting for that.
I know, but that's probably going to be the last thing that happens in the series, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so.
I would assume it's coming. I would assume they will probably going to do one more season.
I'm just, again, not again, but I don't think I made this point that I just can't see myself with the amount of heroes out there now. I mean, and the Annie doesn't know, you know, what's going on. But, you know, like Billy, hell, I got some pills I can take. Shit, I ain't afraid of Homelander. He ain't afraid of Homelander without powers. So I think that's so awesome that the character is written that way. That he, like, you know, he's basically, I don't give a shit if he got powers. We'll figure out a way to take you out, Boyle. And he's been, he's this arch villain, you know, a secret arch villain, some regular dude, you know, that is not even Lex Luthor smart. You know what I'm saying?
His anger goes a long way.
He's clever. That's what it is. He's a clever, clever fella. So that's it, Tiff. I have enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It is damn though. God damn. It's goddamn. Yeah. You know. Oh, God.
I'm glad you watched it.
Whew. Man. If we weren't doing it on the show, I probably would have checked out with the exploding sex scene. I was like, oh God. Watch this shit. So anyway, man. That's it. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. Tune in this week. We got the Ode over there on for the, our Patreon people. Thank you all you folks. And we're going to have Jurassic Park up by midweek because that's the new show for next week. We're going to see how they're going to close down Jurassic Park. And, you know, one of my kids' favorite series right now is the new Jurassic Park. She loves it, you know, and, with a lot of other people her age. You know, it's their Jurassic Park and their Star Wars. So it's pretty interesting, you know.
Yeah.
So, man, that's it. That's all. My name is Montego Bradley. I'm host of the show. With me is my wonderful co-host, Miss Tipplebot. Say goodbye to these lovely people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Indeed. No more exploding. And until next week, we will be on
Patrol.